Jessica would like to introduce the topic of metta meditation and whether it would be a good idea for her to go to the temple to pursue her metta meditation.
Actually, I did, right? I was curious about it. So I did. I have some findings. So I just want to know, because in Sujin's past talk, I remember Sujin talk about metta. And then that's why yesterday I was mentioning to Sarah that.
Would you like to understand it, or would you like to follow it or do it?
Of course I like to understand.
Because people just want to follow, to do, without any understanding at all. Thai people or anyone, I think, would like to have something, to gain something, instead of understanding whatever appears now. And this is not the right thinking, because that which hasn't happened here and now, can it be understood?
No.
Only this moment, whatever appears, is the only thing that there can be the development of understanding of its true nature. For example, seeing. Usually there's no understanding of seeing at all, right? Shouldn't it be understood as it is? Because it's now and here.
Yes.
So, like metta, people talk about it a lot. Develop metta, having metta, more and more. But actually, what is metta? Is it a reality? Is it mine or whose metta?
Yes.
Or it's like other reality which is conditioned to arise.
Yes.
Nobody can have it. The more there is understanding of reality, I think that it can condition more metta. Because actually, seeing is seeing. It's not mine, it's not his, it's not hers at all. Like metta or any reality, it's conditioned to arise and then pass away instantly. But the characteristic of metta is like friendliness.
Yes.
Good? So instead of having dosa, instead of thinking of the others with ill will, the moment of being friendly, to be friendly, and help at any time, good wishes to everyone at any time. That is the understanding of metta, instead of try to have it more without not understanding at all. Even right now, or on the street, or anywhere, when there is the understanding about the very brief or short moment of life, and should there be hatred or ill will, by having understanding, the citta can see the best thing in one's life is to be friendly. And that is metta to everyone, not just the person you like. Because you see that if you can do anything for the one you like, it's not metta, it's attachment. So how can there be the understanding of the difference between metta and attachment? Because people might think that parents love their children so much. They have metta towards their children, but actually, how can one say that? Because can that person do what they can do to the other, like they can do to the children?
Most people.
So right understanding will purify all kusala better than just clinging to my kusala, or I can do this only for that person, not the others. It's unlimited. So it can be pure metta. What about to snake, to ant,
cockroach,
mosquito?
Difficult.
But I think that it depends on degrees of accumulation too. I don't like tukkai.
Tukkai.
I cannot touch it, like I can touch other things.
Right.
But I don't try to kill or to harm it at all. See, it depends. So now, we can have metta to anyone at any time.
Yes.
And the will to help,
it
indicates the development of metta too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just sit and just having metta.
Yeah. I think what I observe is truly metta arises in different individuals. You know, whenever there's conditions, I can see actions, gestures of kindness, you know. Buddhist or not, doesn't matter. So this is, you just see, you just notice, right? So this also, yesterday I was talking to Sarah about Satipatthana saying, observing internally and externally. So...
okay, without understanding about realities, can there be awareness or developing the understanding of that characteristic as a reality?
No.
Because people do not study carefully, so they don't know what Satipatthana is, but they try to have it instead of developing the understanding right now. Otherwise, there's no conditions for the arising of Satipatthana at all, because it's the development of understanding reality as one has heard before, theoretically, like Pariyatti. Only Pariyatti can condition Satipatthana. No doubt about the object of understanding. Yesterday, reality has gone completely. Each one never come back. And who would know what is the what will be the next one? But now it appears. So by having heard lots about the realities, then one can understand oneself of one's own accumulation. Whether is there enough understanding for sati to arise, and panya can understand reality right now. Because Satipatthana is the moment of when the object now appears to it as it is. When the Tipitaka or the commentary says appear well, it means as it is. For example, when we talk about hardness, does hardness appear well or as it is to that very moment? Not yet. It appears as it used to, right? Just a moment and no understanding about it at all. But when there is more understanding that life is only seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching by conditions and thinking all about all these things, at only that, like in a dream, and then they're all gone completely, never come back. Nothing is left in life like yesterday and just a moment ago. So by developing understanding of the impermanence of reality, which is so very brief, what is the best thing? Not knowing it as before, or beginning to understanding it as it is. Because each one has to disappear from this world, sooner or later. Disappear. Just come to this world to do what? Like, dislike, wholesome and wholesomeness, and then disappear to where? And it's only the succession of the arising and falling away of citta, cetasika, and rupa. And each moment of kusala and akusala is accumulated to be conditions for the arising of what has happened, lopa or dosa, stronger or lesser by conditions. When there is understanding, at that moment it's not the accumulation of ignorance. But when there is no understanding, who can leave the ignorance out of life?
Nobody.
Impossible. So I think that pariyatti, the studying of the realities, is the very most is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how can there be condition for understanding hardness as just a moment? Mm-hmm. It is conditioned and it passes away. And the citta which knows it or experiences it also passes away too. What's left? Not only that, visible objects, seeing, sound, sight, everything in life, only that. Including metta, a reality.
Yes.
So I think that the most important thing is the understanding. Each word of the Buddha's teaching brings understanding about what appears now, which no one cannot think about it at all. It's beyond expectation. Mm-hmm. Like now, seeing and hearing, never together. They are apart, there are many jitas in between. So, does it appear as it is? Well, as it is, as a reality. Only that. Only right understanding can eliminate clinging to whatever appears, no matter it's citta, cetasika, or rupa. In Pali, I think that we have learned about the word like kama, right? It means attachment, enjoy, cling. And this is one meaning, which is lopa. The other meaning is the object of lopa, which are the visible object, sound, and so forth, through the five Dhawes. And the word kama kuna. Kuna is that which bind or tie one. So we never get away from it anytime. So there are many levels of citta beyond or upper than these kama vajra citta, which can experience only the sensuous object, no matter day or night, now or then. Cannot get away from it. But thinking about when one is not tied up with all these, better or worse, see. But since one is the slave of ignorance and attachment, never get away from the master. The master does not let us be free at all. Always there, follow. Okay, you can go anywhere, but I'll go with you unknowingly, all the time. To heaven, no matter, or to Rupa Brahma, or to Arupa Brahma, whatever, because of ignorance. And life, is it pleasant? No, not at all. Because of wanting so much, craving for many things at that moment, one is enslaved. Can one say that I am so pleasant, I am free? No, not at all. That's why the second noble truth is the dukkha samudaya. The cause of suffering is lopa. And there is lopa because there is ignorance. And how can there be no lopa at any time? Only way is panya, developing more panya. So studying the teaching is not expecting for nibbana or experience anything without not knowing it from the very beginning to develop right understanding. No expectation to have the develop understanding without understanding whatever appears now. So the meaning of pariyatti is the studying respectfully, never change by one's own idea. For example, is the reality now conditioned so it can appear, so it can arise, and it's gone. So how can there be right understanding if there is no pariyatti about the true nature of reality? until it's over, very very strong, firmly, like we say, Thira Sanya, not other Sanya of self. The Sanya of self is so very firm, very strong. But the Sanya that knows self, only our reality, is not firm yet. Because Lopa can let one to study, but to follow Lopa's way, wanting to gain, trying to do something, but no understanding. So what's the use of trying to do something without understanding visible object, which is like hardness or anything, arisen and fallen away all the time? So I think that the better thing in life, the best thing in life, is understanding. And it's not just from book, because in the Buddha's times there's no book. Only reality appear at any time for anyone to understand it from his enlightenment, to know the truth. So one can see that one uses the word sati without understanding it. Use it, develop it, but what is it? Without understanding, can there be the satipatthana? Because satipatthana is the object of sati. Even right now, when there are conditions for its arising, it's aware instantly. So we can say that the strong panya is that panya which can understand reality right now. Otherwise, it's not panya.
Sometimes you talk about getting used to the characteristics of realities.
With understanding, not by oneself trying so much to have it.
I like that because you talk about considering realities, and I always feel it's something between thinking about them, which is not good, and not the direct understanding, but considering and getting used to the characteristics patiently.
Okay, now. At this moment, we are talking, studying, discussing about realities. It's theoretical knowledge. While realities now arise and fall away in split seconds, citta, cittasika, different types. This is why we study the process of citta, to know that there is no self in it at any time. Only different citta and cittasikas arise and fall away. No one can stop the arising and falling away of realities because they are elements. When we talk about elements, we don't take element for I. As seeing is an element, can seeing be me or I or mine? Not at all. And it's gone completely too. And this can be directly understood when panya develops. So patipatti in Pali, patti is particular, and patti is to approach, to get near it with understanding. Because now we're talking about seeing, it's near or far. Far from understanding, but near because it's here and now, see. So one can see that, what you call the difference between ignorance and understanding. It's like the earth and the sky, so far apart. And if one does not understand about one's own ignorance, one thinks that one is smart enough to practice or to have the mind set on one object. What about the understanding? Is there me all the time? And no understanding, seeing, hearing. So what's the use to have such experience without no understanding of whatever appears now? And in Tipitaka, it's full of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, visible object hardness, because they are realities in daily life. which ignorance cannot understand all these realities at all. But Panya can, and it can develop to the degree that it is aware by conditions when that reality appears almost together at the same time. Because you see that now, when there's seeing and visible object, attachment is aware of that at almost at the same time. So at moment of experiencing an object with awareness is different, because usually it passed without any understanding. But when it appears, it's sati, which is aware. No one can make it up to be aware. See, by understanding the moment with sati and moment without sati, it shows the development of understanding pariyati, theoretical knowledge. Because at that moment, the sankhara khanda, the function of other cetasikas, not I, it's time to arise and to condition sati to arise, to be aware very shortly. It has to be as short as that, but it's the beginning which one, only oneself can know when there is sati and when there is no sati. No need to ask whether it's sati or not. Is it satipatthana? That is no understanding of anything of Dhamma right now. See, very natural, as usual, but it depends on whether sati is there. So it appears well or as it is.
And I think on Jessica's question about internal, external in the Satipatthana Sutta, what I said to her was, actually we know whatever is understood, it's citta, cetasika, rupa, and when there is understanding of visible object or sound, there's no idea of internal, external. We only have the ideas of other people and me, or outside or inside, as concepts of thinking. So one knows that when it's awareness, it has to be awareness of feeling, of hardness, not of the other's citta. But the object that arises can be conditioned by many factors. Is there anything else you have to add?
There are many degrees of understanding too, depending on what Buddha told us about. For example, among the two, the seeing and visible object, what is inner and what is outer? The visible object and seeing.
Seeing is inner.
Seeing is inner. And
visible object is outer.
And is there only seeing here, nowhere else? Or there's seeing, somewhere too? Mm-hmm. And which one is the inner? Mm-hmm. And which one is the outer?
Right.
So it depends on what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And in daily life, there is the idea of I and the others all the time. Mm-hmm. And satipatthana means that don't forget about developing understanding of anything which appears. Mm. When you have the idea of someone at that moment, right understanding and right awareness can arise. Mm. Otherwise, oh, that is a person, I cannot understand that. Mm. It's not time to understand the outer, not the inner. But actually, it's just the object of awareness, that's all. Mm. So Panya can see that no matter we take it for someone or something, it's only object of a reality, of citta. And they all pass away. Mm-hmm. By understanding, one can read Tipitaka and the commentaries with understanding about one word at a time better, like kama, kama vajra, and kama kuna. See? Starting from karma, attachment to karma kuna, the object, which is the five sense doors object, mm-hmm. because we are always enslaved to only these realities in one's life. we cannot leave it and have the conditions to be higher level of citta than this, mm-hmm. like rupavachara, arupavachara, and lokutra. So all depends on right understanding, like the word Buddha, the awakened one, the enlightened one. So each of his words can condition panya for those who listen carefully. And panya cannot be bought, no matter how much money in the universal. No one can buy it. So, how precious it is that nothing can buy it at all. When it's not as precious, we can use money to buy panya, to have panya.
Can I ask, a moment ago you mentioned it's not time yet to understand. I have a quotation from Survey of Paramahata Dhammas. I was going to ask about that. Sati may arise and be aware of hearing, but one may not be ready yet to investigate that characteristic in order to know it is only a nama which experiences sound.
Or just not time yet to understand it as not self.
But to consider
but
it
from
as a
hearing and hearing, at moment of seeing, it begins to see the characteristic of that which can see, which is now experiencing visible object.
Not time yet reminds me of patience and
right. Don't think about experiencing it today or tomorrow, but what about the understanding and not forgetting, no matter where you are? Even thinking about it does not arise very often. Mm-hmm. That, oh, it's only that which appears.
So many times when I listen to the talks, people say, well, Ajahn, when you talk about it now, it's so clear, but then we forget when we go away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no solution for that.
It's because tirasanya of atta and ego is so strong.
Okay,
otherwise, Buddha would not teach for 45 years. See? He didn't say go and do whatever, but each word brings more and more understanding.
For tirasanya, it just depends on the context, it just means strong sanya.
And strong sanya is strong sanya for what? Mm. Of what? See?
Kusala or akusala.
Satipatthana.
Right.
For satipatthana.
But now sanya is strong on concepts and people and things.
Mm-hmm, right.
I have this related to sanya. Sanya keeps coming with everything except sanya of Dhamma right now. And because we're not developing sanya of Dhamma right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when we go away, sanya leads
long
us back into
yeah.
the world of people and things. Mm-hmm. And we're lost again and again.
I have a question about Hiriyanotapa related to the comments about metta. So when there is metta, there cannot be any transgression of sila at that time, and metta is always accompanied by Hiriyanotapa. And we know that the proximate cause of otapa is respect for others. It's said to have an external object, and it's said the world is the predominant influence, whereas the proximate causes of ahirika and anotapa are lack of self-respect and lack of respect for others. Can you say a little bit more about what is meant by the proximate cause for otapa's respect for others and the external origin as opposed to self-respect as condition for hiri? What is meant?
Who respects the other?
The one with metta.
Someone? Or it's
the citta,
that reality.
The citta with
no,
metta.
It's not citta. It's
metta.
The hiri and otapa.
Oh, the hiri and otapa. Mm. Okay. So at the moment of metta, at that moment, there is respect for others, and that's the hiri and otapa. Mm. And when it's said that otapa has an external origin or is particularly concerned with respect for others, whereas hiri is respect for oneself, what does that mean?
Okay. Do you know the others?
we have an idea of what the others would like, because like with metta, we know what we would like, so we know what others would like.
Okay. Now, you are Sarah. Next life, are you other?
Always.
Result of karma.
Okay, so we understand when there is metta, there is respect for others. So what is meant by self-respect was given as condition for hearing?
I think that one tries to understand hearing and ottapa. Now we understand metta, the characteristics of one characteristic of our reality. And hearing is not metta.
No.
Ottapa is not hearing.
Right.
That's why we better try to understand the difference between cetasikas. At moment of hearing, it's that characteristic which is ashamed of being
of
evil, akusala.
Mm-hmm.
And it fear to have that.
Mm. So we could say in summary, so metta is the friendliness, the kindness to others, the otapa is the respect for others.
The causes, near cause for
otapa. All wholesome cetasikas
have to be accompanied by otapa.
Accompany and performs its function, its own function, even in a very short time.
Mm.
So in order to understand the difference of all these realities, metta is not hiri.
Mm-hmm.
And without hiri, without sati, and without other wholesome cetasikas, can there be moment of metta?
Impossible. And we know hiri and otapa arise with all kusala cittas, so at any moment of kusala there is shame of akusala,
there's
hiri has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the otapa, the respect for others, but when others are not the object, what is meant by
I think in terms of people.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it's the reality with it's fear of the result.
Yes.
Like others.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say that you respect the other, you don't want the other to blame you about your behavior or your deeds, your action. So it's not like that when we think about the whole story. But the characteristic of it is the wholesome cetasika, which is so shame to have it.
To have a
and fear of the result or of the ugliness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we do not fear and we don't we are not ashamed at all. But actually they are not we, they are not I. They are their own realities.
Right.